Thank you so much. Thank you to the panels. Thank you for also having Norway facilitating this. We are very humbled by your very warm words. And thank you for the trust you have also put in us. I would like also, as you said, to thank our special envoy, but also the rest of the Norwegian team that is here. It's been a very busy week for the team we have in the foreign ministry dealing with peace and reconciliation. I think they've been working 24/7. First it was Colombia and then it was Philippines under the leadership of Ton Alasher and also Espen. We have great people on this. So for me, I'm really touched by this, I have to say. I'm very touched by also, you know, I think there will be bumps, bumpy road, of course, also ahead of us, but it is historical what you have agreed on. And you're the most kind and warm negotiators I ever met in my life. But maybe. So. We will now turn, I leave to Elizabeth for the rest of the proceedings. We do some signing and then we also have some questions from the press. Elizabeth.
Thank you, Mr. Foreign Minister. We will now proceed to the signing of the joint statement on the resumption of the formal peace negotiations between the GRP and the NDFP.
So we will then in a minute or two proceed to questions from the press. We just need to see how it's working with Secretary Duresa, maybe the president. We're told that the president of the Philippines will be with us in some minutes, but I suggest, if it's okay for the parties, that we proceed to take some questions from the press, and then we will take a break when the president is on the phone. Can that be okay. Agreed on? Good. These are all about consensus, isn't it? So, Elizabeth, maybe you will then take us through the questions from the press, and welcome also to all the press from the Philippines here. I hope you have had a great week. We're very impressed by your attendance.
Thank you, definitely. I think we have a first question over here.
Thank you. Pierre from AFP. Just a question about the technicality of the truce. Did I get it right that basically you are merging two unilateral truces into one indefinite truce? Is that correct?
May I answer? The commitment of both sides is that during these two unilateral ceasefires, which will be going on effective together, the two negotiating panels will work on a joint one document bilateral ceasefire that they express that they would try to achieve within 60 days. In the meantime, the two unilateral ceasefires starting August 28 and later, there will be ceasefire committees on both sides that will try to work out the modalities and other details, and also the possibility of bringing in ceasefire monitoring members or committee that will help monitor and make certain or help the implementation of the current ceasefires, and also when there will be a bilateral document of a joint ceasefire document within 60 days.
Can I just also state very clearly and reiterating what we have today is what we call as unilateral ceasefire in tandem with each other. But we need to put mechanisms on the ground to make it really permanent, and that could provide also mechanisms on how to respond on certain events or incidents on the ground. Within 60 days, henceforth, our ceasefire committee groups will meet together and come up with these mechanisms in place, which are very important.
Yes, please.
To the panel chairpersons, what is your message to the Filipino people? How do they benefit from the success of this round of talks?
Excuse me, could you also introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Raymond Villanueva from Intermedia.
Well, we believe that this should be a reason for joy and commitment, because the two panels have come to agree that there would be accelerated negotiations on social and economic reforms like land reform, which would benefit 75% of the population, and also other fundamental reforms that will benefit the entire nation. So this should be taken as a point of significant development towards addressing the roots of the armed conflict, which will mean a question of justice and peace for the whole country. So every organization and the Filipino people are requested and invited to give their support and their contribution to achieving these fundamental reforms and achieving addressing the roots of the armed conflict and achieving a just and lasting peace. So the people's participation and support is essential for the success of this effort.
In addition, we must not forget that we now have in place a separate unilateral ceasefire. And this may ripen into a joint bilateral ceasefire expected to be achieved in 60 days. Therefore, it is very, very opportune to note to our fellow Filipinos down there, mga kababayan ko, that with these two ceasefire, you will expect a lowering of the level of violence. So, malaking bagay po sa ating mga kababayan ito. And we appreciate the NDFP for agreeing to a prolonged ceasefire, which will ripen into a permanent and bilateral ceasefire, leading to the end of hostilities.
May I ask a follow-up question? Just a short one. Secretary Bello, following your statement on the unilateral ceasefire of both parties, can the thousands of Lumat evacuees, especially in Mindanao, go back to their communities already, and the military who are in their communities, can they be ordered now to go back to the barracks?
I don't see any problem about that. There was never a government policy to prevent them from going back to their localities.
Yes, please.
We need louder, please, sir.
Microphone. I think the text says that within 6 months, the reciprocal working committees on social and economic reforms will exert best efforts to achieve an agreement on social and economic reforms. So this will be intense work between the two reciprocal working committees, and they will present it to the two negotiating panels. And once the negotiating panels approve and sign it, it will be sent up to the respective principals of both parties. Now, the other items like political and constitutional reforms, end of hostilities and disposition of forces, as well as, you know, about the implementation of the CARIL, the Agreement on Human Rights and International Humanitarian Law, there is the commitment on both sides, according to the acceleration of the peace negotiations that both are committed to, that they will try their best to hasten. If there is a target of 1 year, there is that aspiration maybe of trying, but we have to look at the concrete situation and make sure that the agreement will be stable and firm, and there will be enough, guarantees for something that will last for a long time. So I think in the text there is no statement that there is a deadline of 1 year, and we think it is realistic to leave it at the best efforts and the acceleration procedure, which still has to be brought out and implemented and worked out in the coming months. I think maybe after 3 or 4 months, when both panels again meet after the meeting in October, we might have a better, you might say, assessment, better indication from how long will it really be to do it effectively. Because this, the determination, I think, on both sides is that it should be firm and stable foundation for a just and lasting peace. So we should not leave out the firm foundations and be too much in a hurry if the foundation is still not sufficiently firm and based well on the ground also.
Let me also mention that in this timeline that we have committed our best efforts to meet, there will be meetings of the reciprocal working committees as much as possible in the Philippines. This is something that we look forward to doing with the CPP and PNDF if this can be worked out. And in that manner, let me mention the presence here and acknowledge the presence of the Norwegian Royal Government Ambassador to the Philippines, Ambassador Eric Fournier, who is right there by the post, because he will be playing a key role if ever there will be meetings in the Philippines on the lower levels. He will be our guardian angel there, but of course, we would not want to proceed without the charming presence of Ambassador Elizabeth.
Thank
that
you.
Happens.
And thank you for mentioning our ambassador. We are thinking so much alike that I was thinking of thanking him at the end. But thank you, Mr. Ferner, for also all your support. So give him a big hand. Let's do it.
On our part too, we have expressed deeply our gratitude to the ambassador and his dedicated and efficient team in the embassy in Taguig City now for helping so much in processing all the papers, negative, the airplane tickets, and also the visas needed by our recently released NDF consultants. Maraming salamat.
We're very, very pleased to have you here.
Rafi Kima from GMA7. What will be the conversation of the Joint Monitoring Committee, and when will it be formally
asked? We heard, you heard us very clearly, if I may. We will work on this, on the reciprocal working committees that already been initial discussions on this, and they will be coming together to work out more mechanics. We cannot disclose, of course, prematurely what will be agreed upon across the table.
The Joint Monitoring Committee has been to monitor the CARIL, the Agreement on Human Rights and International Humanitarian Law.
They're in place.
Has been in existence since 2004. And there is also a joint secretariat in Quezon City that is strongly supported by the Royal Norwegian government. Now, I think they have made their initial report. In our case, Fidel Gawili and Connie Ledesma are in the Joint Monitoring Committee of the NDFP side. And Concha Araneta, the newly released, is also part of the Joint Monitoring Committee. And on the GRP, GPH side, they also have their initial members or chair of the Joint Monitoring Committee. Attorney Sedfrey Candelaria.
Efren
Mongkupa, sorry.
The more handsome one.
So they made the reports about their coming work, including having the supplemental guidelines of the Joint Monitoring Committee, and also looking for and finding the independent observers on each side. So it's already the beginnings of working together are already there.
Rafi, I think your question was about our joint monitoring, ceasefire monitoring committee. In reply, I would like you to know that we already have a committee on the side of the government, and we have as chair Attorney Efren Mongkupa. Dr. Pancho Lara, the best friend of Fidel Aquavili.
Thank you.
With regards to the ceasefire committee on the NDFP side, with the newly released consultants, we will have consultations in Utrecht the coming days. So I think very soon we will come up with our ceasefire committee to be as counterpart to the ceasefire committee of the GRP under Pancho Lara.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we are coming to a close. Is there anyone that are burning in with a question that insists on
ceasefire?
And then we can also take individual questions if it's an interview, if it's okay.
Your Excellency, may I just announce, we were hoping that we could get the president. He was really very interested, but he didn't want to interrupt what was going on. So he had left already the venue for the Skype. And so he just would like to express some congratulatory message to both sides and his expression of gratitude to the Royal Norwegian government. And at some other time, you would be able to communicate directly. Thank you very much.
I hope you can also relay our best wishes to President Duterte, I think from all of us.
Yes, and also from the NDFP side, from Professor Jose Maria Sison, with whom he has Skyped also before. Our best greetings and appreciation to President Duterte. But if you will permit Foreign Minister and the Secretary Gesturesa and Secretary Bello, there is an urgent request from someone, one of the new newly released consultants from the Cordillera, Kennedy Bangiban, who would like to present books regarding his wife and comrade who died in the Cordillera, and also about Hamora, a revolutionary comrade who also died. He would like to present briefly the two books that he has brought from the Cordillera. Of course, it's a special occasion for him because one of the books is about his wife, Reca Monte, who was killed in the Cordillera during the struggle. Is it all right?
Please go ahead. We'll welcome it. Definitely, definitely. Sinong sumulat? Who are the authors of this? Siya mismo, ha?
Wow.
So your wife's family. Thank you.
Salamat, ha? Ikaw sumulat mismo? Wow.
Thank you.
Kailan pa yun? Kailan pa yung matay ang asawa niya?
Still life wife.
Yeah, just a life wife.
This is Glenn wife. Beautiful.
Thank you. Salamat.
Thank you, Lord. Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck sa'yo. Thank you.
So, again, thank you so much. I think it will be appreciated if you, for some minutes, could be available for some questions from the press individually. And then I'm also looking forward to meeting very shortly with both of the delegations in separate meetings. So again, on behalf of our special envoy and the full Norwegian team, thank you so much. And we wish you welcome back to Norway the 8th of October. Thank you.
Okay.